challenge coming up with either Detroit or Chicago. So we got to get our rest and do our homework and get ready for that series.
John, how much fun was it to play in a game seven?
You know, it's fun to win, you know, no matter what game it is. So it's, you know, it's a great team we played against there. We're very fortunate to get four wins against them. And we got to get a lot better. We got to get better on the road. We got to win road games. If we think we can continue, we got to win games on the road. So, you know, we got some work to do. Detroit and Chicago are going to be very challenging, either one of them, whichever one we play. So we're going to sit back and, you know, get your legs under you and get ready for the next series while we watch and wait to see who we're playing next.
After how you guys did it last year and this grind this year, is it almost strange to think you're only half where you need to be after all of this?
You know, I feel like we're 8 wins in. That's, you know, you know, obviously what we're through the first 2 rounds in 4 and 5, so 9 games. What have we played so far? 13? Yeah, so 13. So
yeah. 13,
obviously
yeah.
It's a little more work than it was last year. But as you're going through it, you're not really thinking like, you know, well, it's more work than it was. You know, you're not really thinking that. You just, you're mentally, you're just on a day-to-day basis, and it's either a rest day or it's a game day. So it's, you know, that's your life. And for the past 4 weeks, and hopefully for another 4 weeks.
How about that glove in the third period, though? You're coming up with some really, really huge stops.
The rebound kind of got away from me there, and I was kind of just fortunate that, you know, you're just throwing body parts over there. Hopefully you get a piece of it, and, yeah, I was very fortunate that ended up in my glove. So.
You had the perfect last name because you were extra quick tonight, it seemed like.
Thank you.
You were all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, your athleticism really came into play, don't you think, extra tonight?
Well, they got a great team. They got some great forwards and, you know, some offensive-minded defensemen. So they're able to create chances. You know, it's tough to kind of keep them all C&B chances. They're going to create stuff. So, you know, you're fortunate that you're able to make the saves when your team needs you to. And we were able to clean up the rest. The guys played hard in front of me, and we were able to clean up the rest and Stick scored a couple big ones for us.
Yeah, they were screening big time too in front of you, weren't they?
What kind of a rush do you get when you make one of those stops?
Well, you know, obviously it's, you know, you feel good for, you know, you're able to make the stop for your team, but you know, you still got 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever left in the game. So you're just kind of thinking about the next save and, you know, who's coming out, what line's coming out, and, you know, what they like to do and who you got in your back end.
Calm yourself down in that situation?
No, I don't think so.
It's just part of what you do?
No, I think you played enough games where it's, you know, you expect yourself to be able to make saves like that in order to give your team a chance to win. And in order for your team to win, you have to make a few saves like that from time to time. So, you know, obviously it's, you know, you feel good, you're able to make that save, but it's kind of always about the next one. You could give up a terrible goal and you don't feel bad about it because you just think about the next one. So it goes both ways.
Great job, John.
Thank you.